This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, the CCA Star Tournament, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, it's 78 down on the island this morning with a light north wind. Looks like today we're going to have sunshine and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High around 85, east winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies. They'll become overcast pretty much most of the night tonight. Low of 79, south winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day with a high near 85, north winds 5 to 10, a rain chance about 40%. So, well, we can hang on to these wind directions, and this kind of, it'll look good for snapper season opening Sunday. All right, looking at tides for today, we have one tide. It's a high at 8:54 a.m. It's a 1.8, 6:21. East-southeast offshore at 11 to 13, and then Galveston Channel looks like it's east-southeast at about 7 to 10. Water temp there is 83.5 degrees. Water cooled down a little bit around the Eagle Point area. It's 79 degrees with a northeast wind at 10 to 11. And Morgan's Point, it's north-northeast at 7 to 8. 81-degree water temperature. Temperatures are in the 70s this morning. Barometric pressure is 29.93 inches and steady. So, not too shabby. Not at all. So, hopefully we can get some of these storms behind us. And, man, packing some winds this week and some of these storms, especially Memorial Day, that one that came in the middle of the day. My goodness. We had some extremely high wind gusts. I just hope anybody I know was not on the water at that time. I heard of a few boats that sank during that. Pretty good blow. All right, well, let's run over to Sabine Lake now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Bill Walker, and see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
glad to be alive on the planet this morning. No problems.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Still here. Yeah, that was a blow. It blew my portable basketball goal. It blew it over in the yard. Just knocked it flat.
Yeah, I saw where some wind gust hit about 87. And
yeah, you would not want to be on the water in something like
no,
that.
No, I heard some boats that were that Galveston Bay went to 8 footers immediately.
Good grief.
Yeah. I was mowing the yard when that happened. I thought it was going to blow me over. Man, limbs flying and dust, and just, I couldn't I said, man, I was trying to get it done before that rain hit with it, and luckily I finished in just the nick of time.
Man, yeah, this has been some violent weather this year.
Yes.
I'm telling
that
you.
That night, we had another round come through. I don't know. It hit the bay out there by me about 1 in the morning. I saw where the Kingwood area had 102-mile-an-hour gust.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it?
Nuts. It's almost hurricane force. Well, it is.
Well, the best advice I can give anybody, if you're out on the water and you see dark clouds to the north or northwest, any of that direction, you better look at your phone and go ahead.
Run, Forrest, run.
Fire that big engine up and head in. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, that's not. I got caught one like that back in the 80s, and I learned my lesson. I'm lucky to even be here. I can't believe it didn't kill all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we got caught in one in the middle of July. It had straight line winds, probably 60 to 80.
Yeah.
And all we could do was go to the mall. We were about a mile off the south shoreline of Sabine Lake, right there close to Blue Buck Point.
Mm-hmm.
And all we could do, I mean, it come up so fast and hit us so quick that all we could do was go into the wind, into the marsh.
Yeah.
I mean, getting blown back out into the lake was not an option.
No.
It was really, really bad. And we just run the boats up in the marsh, just run up on the sand ridge right there and
right.
Beached it, stuck the power poles down, and the lightning hit everything around. It was hitting the water.
Except y'all. Luckily for y'all.
Yeah, we laid down into, I mean, we had three folks with us each, and we all just laid down in the bottom of the boat, put the rods down,
goodness.
And prayed.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. I mean, I just knew good and well it was going to hit the boat, hit the grab rail, hit something. And, man, that was
that's the worst place to be, is out on the water or either in the marsh like that. You're the highest object out there.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, what it looked like was what they call a white squall.
Yeah.
It just come up out of nowhere.
Remember that movie? They made a movie about that, I think, called White Squall.
If you would have been in the Gulf, it wouldn't have been impossible to survive that. It was just one of those little weird, you know, downbursts of straight line winds. I have no idea how hard it was. It was, but it was blowing and going. And the lightning was just terrifying. I just knew any second we were going to get melted down.
Right. Well, live to fish another day, man.
Yeah.
There's not any fish out there worth dying over, I can tell you that.
No, it's not. But I did slip out there... what was it, Tuesday afternoon? Oh, man. It was quiet. The first windless day I fished, and I don't know when.
Wasn't that nice?
And it was spectacular. Water still dirty and muddy, but the fish were there. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was a special afternoon. I didn't have a booking that evening, and I wanted to test my trolling motor. I had done a little work on it, and I called one of my guy buddies. I said, hey, you want to run down there with me and, you know, stretch your legs a little bit? He said, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, let's go piddle around on some trout.
So, oh, man, we whacked them.
Good.
It was, and the tax man in the gray suit, he was at least 6 foot long.
Lord,
showed up and took a fish away from me, and I just pulled the trolling motor and left that area. Golly, that was a big shark. Man.
Yeah, they're, well, you know, all the time I spent over at Sabine back in the day, I just didn't see many sharks over there unless you went out by the jetties, you know, that lower, way down on the lower end of the channel or on the jetties themselves or the surf.
Yeah.
But up in the lake.
Oh, man.
I never saw many. Now, I did see one big one one December. We were wading up there by Pleasure Point on that sandbar out there, and we were catching them on top waters. It was about an hour before dark, and I saw a black spot coming at me, and I was throwing at it. I thought it was a ball of shad. Big old giant bull shark. And he swam right under my stringer. Didn't even eat a fish.
Oh, man.
And he headed over towards two of my buddies, and I said, hey, man, there's a big shark coming right at y'all. And we left. We already had what we needed. He'd have that sandbar. It was all his. It was had plenty of trout on it for him, so we left.
Yeah, he owned it. Fortunately, he wasn't in a feeding mode.
Yeah.
He would have took your stringer.
Apparently, he was full. Too. There was plenty to eat up there. I mean, rafts of mullet and big trout swimming all under him. And that's real close to that ship channel. That's deep water access right there for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw one come across there one day. There were several wade fishermen scattered out there. And oh, that fin was a foot tall.
Uh-oh, that
and
might
nobody
have been
even saw him. He was behind him, and he just swam across that sandbar and went off into the channel. And, God, and I wanted to scream at everybody, but, there's no way that they could hear me.
The man that cried shark. Just,
yeah, no kidding. Man.
Oh, it'd probably been going, he's just jealous because he's not in here waiting with us. He's trying to get us to leave.
Yeah, that was a scary, scary shark. Water was real pretty and green. I thought,
usually those big, tall fins like that come to a pretty good spike, those are usually hammerheads when you see them like that. And that fin's tall and riding high out of the water like that.
Oh, and I could see his tail way back behind his fin.
That was a hammerhead, guarantee you.
Oh, goodness gracious. That was in the salty years. Yeah. I bet that's what it was. Oh, man. Just, I thought, well, I'm never, ever going to wade fish here. I was tempted to get out of the boat there for a while, but no.
I'm hearing more and more shark encounters every day, from all the people I know telling me stories about it. It's just nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts.
They're plentiful.
Turn loose. Yeah, they have made a huge comeback.
Yeah.
And, man, that one was right there in the ship channel in 5-6 foot of water.
Yeah,
and
that's...
He just come up and took my fish with authority. And just got it right at the surface, right behind the boat. I was reeling it in against the outgoing tide. And that fish come up and got to the surface, made a splash. That was it. And he was at least 6 foot long, at least.
Yeah, that's a big old bull, I bet.
Big, wide-bodied shark.
Yeah, that's a bull.
Oh,
Once they reach a certain length, they just start growing in width and girth.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty shocking photo of that big bull shark that was caught in Mississippi a week or two ago. It won't stand as a state record. It beat the state record by 120 pounds, but it was caught by a commercial fisherman, so it's not going to qualify.
Yeah. How long you think it was?
Man, they had it hanging up. It was 560-something pounds.
Oh, good. Great.
And there's a pretty big old boy standing next to it, and he looked like a Cheetos standing next to that thing. It was it was big, probably 8 feet, I'd say, 7 or 8 feet. But the girth on it was just incredible.
Yeah.
It's a big one. mighty big one. All right, well, let me do this break, Bill. We'll come back and talk some more, buddy. I'll be right back at you. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can try a different blend, see which you like the best. And bulk pricing is available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage, homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. So let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And check out their new chuck wagon patties. That's half-pound beef patties seasoned to perfection, and they're loaded with cheddar cheese. And try their grab-and-grow snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and their dry sticks. Their wild game processing facility, open year-round. Check out their new sausage recipe that's available. You got to try it. It's really good. Get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville Meat Market, celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back, my friend.
All right, I'm here with you, buddy.
So things shaping up somewhat over in your backyard as far as water clarity or just all these blows keeping it all messed up or what?
Well, the water clarity is one shade better than coffee with cream.
Okay.
But the tides have slowed down a little bit. So we were able to actually, you know, you could see down 3-4 inches.
Man, it still hasn't gotten good. That's crazy.
No, it hadn't gotten. We've got too much river water. And the upper channel up in the top of the lake is coffee with cream.
And, my goodness.
But when the high tide comes in, it clears to 3 or 4 inches visibility.
Yeah.
And when that happens, the fish are there. Man, oh, man. It was just drop dead easy. We caught them everywhere we wanted to catch them. Just moved around a little bit. I don't know. We probably caught 30, and I kept 15. 15 and 2 flounder.
Yeah.
Just a good 5-gallon bucket full of fish. And I rarely ever get to take fish home anymore. So
right.
That was kind of an excitement. We split them 2 flounder, one each, and bunch of the trout, split that up, and I had fried trout yesterday for lunch. Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had a guy, it canceled for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
He was afraid the rain would move in. And I didn't even call the fella to tell him, but we could have launched Wednesday morning and caught a limit by 8 o'clock. It would have been drop dead easy. But
yeah, it was a little different over here yesterday morning. It there was a little window, and then everybody got run off.
Yeah, about 11 to 12 o'clock. It fell apart over here.
Yeah.
But I would have been fished, cleaned, and long gone by then.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I understand how people are afraid of fishing in the rain. You know, and these storms here lately have been pretty much pretty bad. So it's, but I'm fixed to start an 8-day stretch, and there won't be any mercy for old Bill. I'm going to have to just get it. Put on my big boy shorts and go after it.
Get with it.
Yeah, 8 days in a row is a lot of days. But,
yeah, at our age.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That was nothing a few years back, but yeah, that's...
When I was 50, it was nothing.
Nah, it wasn't nothing to it.
I could still run the rail of that boat like a cat squirrel. You could knock me out of that boat. I was so accustomed to the movement. Oh, it was just, that was a wonderful place to be. Could stand on the deck of a bass boat all day long. And then no problem. Now, I have to sit down every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still good to be here. You know,
that's all that matters.
Challenges.
Keep going through the motions.
Yeah, if you stop, you'll crash. You have to keep going. I used to tell people, when I can't step out of this boat onto the dock safely, I'll know when it's time to quit right then.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, I'm almost there.
Well, it falls when, you know, once you get over 70 years old, and you just got to be way more careful, because a fall can put you out of commission for the rest of the year. You know, if you break a hip or a shoulder, or, you know, just, you just, well, you don't have the muscle tone to support stuff like that, and just get more fragile when you get older. I mean, look how many, you know, people you've known in the past that just breaking a hip took them out. That's it.
That's right.
Their life was over.
Yeah. They never heal back up right.
No. Just puts them down, and they just never recover from it, and it just makes them get old quick. Oh, well. Well, I guess you're pretty much running the same traps in all your fishing areas. Nothing's changed. You just have you stuck down to the lower end of, when it's calm and in Louisiana shoreline. That's about all you got, huh? Did we lose Bill? Or did we lose me? I don't know what's going on here. I'm showing good. All signals are go on my end. Maybe accidentally hit his mute button. I don't know. Try to call him back and see what's up with that. But, no, it's been an interesting week on weather as far as storms go. We'll try and get Bill Watkins back and see what's going on with that. Finish our conversation. You got him back? Bill, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know what happened.
I could hear you the whole time. Yeah, all of a sudden it disconnected, too.
Well, we hadn't had any gremlins in a while. I guess today's the day.
That's it. Yeah, I could hear you the whole time, but you couldn't hear me. I guess I just drifted off away.
I don't know.
Hey, sometimes you fall into cell hell.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is.
our internet strength. But I've got it.
Who knows?
I look good here this morning. Anyway, now I was asking you about, you're just kind of still tied down to the same areas, lower channel and Louisiana shoreline. And, you know, if it gets calm, those jetties ought to be lights out, man.
Oh, I think you could have caught them Tuesday evening. I think you could have went out there and just whacked them because the wind was real light southeast. And I think they would have been there. I just didn't have to go that far, you know. Just ran down the channel a little bit. So I've got fish on 10 miles of Louisiana shoreline, that east-west, bending back to the northeast.
Uh-huh.
Got fish there, and there's fish over by the houses on that side of the lake.
Bottom of the lake.
Yeah, a friend of mine's been catching them above the bridge. He's doing real well over there, but that's the Texas side, and I don't usually go there. I don't like to have to measure my fish that much. So that's definitely a three-fish limit.
Well, that's a three-piece limit over there, man.
Yep, three-piece. So I kind of
makes
avoid
for a
that.
Nice I'm photo. Like, I see people posing with three fish all the time now on brag book. I just shake my head and going, oh my goodness.
And they can't be but 15 to 20 inches.
That's it. Got a five inch slot there, and I don't know, man. I guess people are just hung up on the limit thing.
It amazes me.
What if the limit was one? I think they'd still do it. Got my limit by 7 o'clock. There's my one trout laying there.
I believe they would, seriously.
And then Gad's posing with a 9-piece with her three customers. Oh, goodness. Yeah, well, that's where we're at, man. The bar has been lowered to just, man.
Off the chart.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's plenty of people on the entire coast of Texas fishing for trout.
Yeah.
And I've heard that Matagorda on the weekend, you can't even park your trailer.
That's that way everywhere up and down the coast. It's a lot of people into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess I understand it. We all like to fish.
We were sitting around talking the other night. We were grilling burgers on Memorial Day, and we're all talking about fishing and everything. And, you know, the buddies I was sitting there, we've been around forever, kind of like yourself. And we're going, now look what it, how much do you think trout really cost a pound if you're into keeping your three? All right, you got a $150,000 to $200,000 boat you got to pay for, all the fuel. All the equipment, you know, and you know how fishermen go overboard on all their rod and reels and lures everything else. And, you know, by the time you spend your day out there, go out and get your three fish and bring them home, how much are those trout per pound? You look at it like that.
I tell my
kids. So it's not about the meat. It's about the sport itself. If you're going to dump that kind of money and commit to it, it's about the fun and the sport and, you know, everything that goes with it.
Yeah, I tell my sports all the time, if you want to just make it about fillets, just go to the fish market and buy your fish.
It'll come out way ahead.
And instead of paying me $650 for a, you know, 7-hour trip, I said, that's not what we go fishing for. We go fishing for bites and pulls. That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. You know it. And it keeps all of us going. I mean,
well, that's a good thing about fishing. I mean, you can actually take that fish off the hook. You can take a picture of it if you want to and then throw him back in the water. Catch him the next day.
That's right.
Or the day after
it's
that.
A sustainable.
Hunting's a little different.
It's hard resource.
It's hard to throw them back when you pull the trigger.
Oh, hey, if I could, I'd resurrect those deer every time I shoot one. And send them right back in for more killing. I would. Because after you pull the trigger, it's just dead meat on the ground.
That's it.
Then the work starts.
Then the work starts, man. Load him up, get him back, skin him out, let's roll.
Yeah, it's more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Yep.
I love it.
Oh, well. Well, Bill, good talking to you, man. And I'll check in with you Saturday. Good luck on your fishing. If somebody wants to come over and hang out with you and make a few casts, how do they get a hold of you?
409-673-9211.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
Yes, sir.
Bill, have a good day.
That'll work.
All right.
Hey,
watch
you
the weather.
Too, man.
All right, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the 36th annual CCA Star Tournament, that's currently going on. That started. It's going to run all summer long, all the way through Labor Day. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. And that's for inshore and offshore divisions. They released 120 tagged redfish in inshore Texas waters. And you can fish for a boat and truck package that way. Our other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Real easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. Let's go up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude, Mr. Richard Tosh. Hey, Richard, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, bad to the bone, brother.
I heard that. There ain't no doubt. I'll tell you what, it's nice to have this temperature down below 70 in the mornings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little cooler. Well, all that rainfall has kind of cooled the atmosphere down a little bit, but that's all right. Don't let your guard down. We'll be in the 90s this weekend.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it. It's coming. It feels nice for at least a day or two anyway.
Yes, sir. So, boy, how about them storms? Did you get, apparently you didn't get blown away.
No. I mean, I was over in Lano anyway, so it was one of those things. Yeah, I decided, holiday weekend, I was going to head that way and just hang around out there and do some stuff on just out there, just filling up deer feeders more than anything, but and mowing grass. That's all I did pretty much for up until yesterday. Got back yesterday, so.
Right.
But those storms out there, they were just building over there, and the dang tornadoes trying to fly around and stuff like that, so it got pretty tough there. One night anyway, but it's all good. We're still here. That's the main thing. Still here. Everything's in good shape. You got everything ready to roll out the tundra anyway. And today we're going to get out here and see if we can't catch a little bit of everything. Hybrids, crappie, and some catfish. See how all that works out.
There you go.
Them dang hybrids been doing pretty good anyway, so I can't complain. That's the main thing. I've been catching a ton of little ones. I've been catching limits of bigger ones too. So it's just a matter of getting out there with them and seeing what we can do this morning. Hopefully the bigger ones kind of hang in there, even though, like I say, I've been catching them little rascals. Them knuckleheads, they keep showing up. And like I say, it's good to see them, but a lot of them, what they do is they get so dang aggressive as they swallow the hooks and stuff. Mm. I used to use those circle hooks on them, but everybody wants to set the hook, so can't hardly do that anymore, So I went to these little bait hooks. Well, now that them rascals, they swallow them, so when they swallow them, I just cut them off, If I know they're too short, I'll cut them off. If they're keepers, I'll dig them out, because I know I'm going to end up keeping them, so the thing is, I don't want to kill them. That's the biggest thing, so a lot of people, they'll take and try to dig that hook out. Well, if you do, you're going to kill it anyway. So just don't worry about it. If it's a little one, just cut that thing off. It'll rust out of there. And the bigger ones, sure, dig it out, because you're going to kill them anyway, no matter what, unless you get a limit of them. And a lot of people, they'll keep on trying to go after they get a limit. Well, it's so hot this time of year, water temperature-wise, that they stress out and they die. So I always tell people, as soon as you get your limit, just get off of them and come back again the next day if you want to. But But
yeah, because that's a stocking fish. They don't reproduce in the lake, so.
That's right, you know, and that's the thing. And there's been times, you know, years ago where I knew that they were stressing out like that and would die, I'd catch them, throw them back, catch them, throw them back. Next thing you know, you start seeing them floating up.
That ain't good.
It's like, what in the world? No, you don't want them to floating because they won't make it. So, it's I always try to get that limit and pull off. You know, that's the biggest thing. So, and then, you know, like I said, we're going to try the crappie again today and see how they do. I've run across some areas, still got a few crappie on them, but there are so many little ones in there. You know, you may catch 8 or 9 little ones and then 2 or 3 keepers. So it's just digging around there and trying to see what you can come up with. But I just haven't, the crappie still haven't made a good comeback like what I would think they should have. So it's, you know, it's frustrating to me trying to get out there and catch, you know, everybody just, they got it in their head. You go crappie fishing, you're going to catch limits of fish every time. And it doesn't work on Conroe, not on crappie. No. I mean, good night. I mean, so many of them got taken out during COVID. It was unreal. And that's, you know, there's still people I'm explaining it to all the time that don't understand why, you know, because during COVID, the crappie were spawning right in the middle of the spawn. Everybody was out here on a daily basis catching them, and they're pulling all those females off. So they pulled out all the future fish, you know, and then the female fish that were laying the eggs. So they're just not here. I mean, it's one of those things. They are just not here. And like I say, it's just frustrating to me because I want to go catch them just as bad as anybody else. But I'm not going to sit there and lie to you and tell you, oh, yeah, we're going to go wear them out. That ain't going to happen. I mean, it's just, you know, now granted, this year's been better than last year, but it's still, in my opinion, is super, super slow, you know, because it's, you know, I mean, growing up, you know, everybody at crappie fish, you go out and you just catch a whole bunch of them. You know, that's what you think about. You catch a lot of them. And I get a lot of people wanting to take their kids and grandkids to do that. Well, don't do it over here. I mean, you're going to have to find another lake because it's this one just ain't got them. I mean, I heard some people talking about Lake Limestone having quite a few of them in them and in it. They've been catching quite a few up there. But, you know, that's a little further north. You know, you're talking about get up around Centerville and head west and you'll get to Limestone. So it's a pretty good hike up there versus Conroe. And that's, you know, that's why everyone was down here catching those rascals is because it's close to home.
You know, by major populous, you know, area. And
right.
Then you got Livingston next door and then Rayburn, then Toledo. You know, those are good crappie lakes.
Oh, Rayburn and Toledo are fantastic crappie lakes. I grew up crappie fishing on Livingston, but I don't know what it is. Whenever I was young, we could catch them. When I got older, I can't find them. I don't know what the deal is with that. You know, so. And granted, Livingston's got, I mean, you know, it's a big lake along with the river system and stuff like that. But I know they had one years ago, I think it was caught with 4 or 4.5 pounds up there. And I think it's in Browder's Marina. So, I mean, they've got some big crappie over there. But, man, I can't catch them. I don't know why I can't catch them over there anymore. But when we used to go out when I was a kid, we'd hang a lantern from a tree, you know, and sit out there all night and catch some rascals around them trees that were laying in the water whenever, you know, like I said, this one was kids. So that's how I grew up doing it anyway, hanging that old Coleman lantern with them mantles in them and pumping that thing up every once in a while so it'd brighten up and then replacing them mantles all night long. So it's one of them things. You bump it, you break a mantle. So it's, you had to constantly replace them. So
yeah, I remember those days.
I mean, good night. And then nowadays you get your lantern out there, electric one, and you cut it on. You can be out there all night long and never even run the battery down. So it's something else, you know, how technology's changed over the years with all the battery situation and stuff like that. Because just like when we used to go coon hunting, Daddy'd always have a little headlamp on with them bulbs in there, and you'd have a 12-volt battery that weighed 5 pounds hanging off your side, walking around out there trying to find them coons in them trees and stuff like that. And now you get an LED headlamp that it lasts you all night long, and it doesn't weigh 5 ounces, right? So it's something different, you know. And they're bright as they can be too, so that's even better. But it's all good, no matter what. Like this weather today, I'm anticipating getting out there because it sure does feel good out there right now. I'm ready to get it. There ain't no doubt about that. So like I say, get out there and fix and get out there and catch me some bait, so we'll be ready to roll anyway. That and clean the boat up. It's all, you know, it's all ready. So that's the main thing. Get me all. I'm not even gonna buy no minnows today for them crappie. We're just gonna use some shad on them. A lot of people, you know, they don't realize them shad work too. As long as you keep them alive, that's the main thing. And that's, you know, that's what I do, is I keep them dang those shad alive pretty good. And with the crappie, if you throw shad at them, typically you catch the bigger ones instead of the smaller ones. So that's going to kind of be an experiment today that I do, try to figure out if them bigger ones are hungrier for them shad than they are for those minnows. Because I've been using the minnows on them, and you catch more numbers of them using minnows, but you catch the bigger sized ones with the shad. So that and jigs, you know, whenever, especially when I'm using that active target where I'm looking forward and seeing them down there, I can drop it right in front of them and jerk them in the boat. And what I've noticed over the past few years using that is, especially crappie fishing, I'll be out there and I'm staring right at that depth finder and I know exactly where my bait is in relation to the fish. And I'll let that jig sink in front of them and start catching them. And everybody will say, well, they're hitting the jig better than they are the minnows. Well, no, it's just a matter of the spot. And I'll hand them that jig and they won't catch a dang one of them. It's like, you know, I told you, it's just a matter of being in the right spot, you know, because the way I measure them out, I got bobbers and bobber stops when I'm crappie fishing. I'll slide that bobber stop up the line so I can adjust my depth accordingly so that, you know, your minnow stays right above the brush and stuff like that. And you can drift across there as long as the wind's blowing a little bit. And as long as you toss it in areas that I'm telling you to, because I'm constantly telling people, you know, it's okay, it's 15 or 20 feet right over here, say about 11 o'clock, you know. So, and I'll give them a reference on distance is from stuff in the boat, right? So that way they can just toss it out there. They hit that area, and I can sit there and watch their bait hanging up there and tell them how many fish are looking at them. You know, that's the fun part to me. I can sit there and tell them, hey, you got one fixing to get you. You know, he's fixing to pull that thing down. You just need to get ready. And sure enough, it'll happen. And then other times, they'll just stare at that dang thing and turn around and swim off. It's just crazy how those
the old moody crappie. Got to catch them in the right bait, man. All right, Richard, well, I got to run, buddy. Get you some bait and get ready. Somebody wants to call you about coming up. Give them some info, my friend.
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right. Richard, have a good one, man. Be safe out there. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Thanks, man. All right, let's run down to Matagorda now. Let's check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning. What's up? Going to look at it this morning, see what we can do.
Do a little Thursday morning pop out.
Yeah. Yep. It looks fairly calm down here this morning.
Yeah, it looks pretty good across the board right now. Not bad.
Any weather around?
No, I looked at radar earlier, so we're all clean.
Whew, that's good. Enough of that stuff, isn't it?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. We were supposed to get around last night, but I didn't hear anything. Still kind of wet outside when I left to come in here, but it's all clean on radar now. It's Louisiana's still getting some around New Orleans and down around Venice area, but it's moving off, so it looks like they'll have a good day behind this.
Yeah. Well, it looks like You know, the next couple of days look pretty good. So
yeah, and it'll warm back up over the weekend, and looks favorable.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, we're almost here in June. We hadn't even had a look at the jetties or the surf over here at all.
Nope.
Crazy.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a wind of here in the next 5 to 10 days, and snapper season starting Sunday. Everybody gets to run offshore and get their two-piece.
Two of them, huh?
Yeah, two of them. Or, you know, state waters, four, but run out.
Oh, I think they all go to the state waters.
Yeah, well, that's what they say anyway.
Yeah. No, I hadn't fought this stuff in this weather all week long. I hadn't fished since last weekend. Had no desire to be out there. Wasn't going to take anybody out there in that stuff.
No, there was some pretty hefty winds with these storms, man.
Yeah. All it'll do is cost you a customer.
True.
You know?
In this day and age, you can't afford to lose any.
Nope. Not when you don't have many to start with. That's not when true. They're all dead to start with.
That's right. They're all dying off on you.
Yeah. Well, how much rain did y'all get over there?
Man, I don't know. Probably, you add it all up through all the events, probably 4 inches, 5 inches.
I know I talked to Randy Mossick yesterday. He said he got 4 inches yesterday morning here in his backyard. Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. We need this river flushed out over here to get all this bait and stuff out of it. But I got plenty
of fresh water I can divert your way if there was a way to do it.
Yep. That's the only thing that would help us over here. I don't know. Our bays, I think we got plenty of fish in our bays. We just need a little weather.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
Y'all have the inkling of tide runners moving in over there yet or not? Mostly you see that in West Bay, though, don't you?
Yeah, I haven't been down there, Mickey. You know, one of the other guides tells me that it's better than he's seen in years down there. But
though it's picking up over there, that's good.
Yeah, but the sharks are, he said, don't put a fish in a stringer.
Well, that's true.
Pretty bad.
You know, it's getting bad over here where if you... you get on them out of the boat now, and you start catching them good, and then when you're releasing fish, they're just hanging around the boat eating all your fish when you throw them in the water like those dolphins do, you know?
Yeah.
We got a problem.
Yeah, we do.
Trout have a real problem. I got a lot of predatorial species after them, whether it's us or dolphins, sharks, bull reds. They're in trouble.
They're catching hell every which way, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well, it is what it is. You got to adapt and go.
Y'all starting to catch more oversized reds over there? All your reds growing up and staying in the bay?
Mickey, we're not catching a bunch of reds over here. Not like Matagorda's used to.
Yeah, same over here. You know, we're just either undersized or oversized. There's not a lot of slots, you know.
We got a bunch of juvenile redfish.
Right, that's good.
But, you know, some of the boys have been catching them, and, you know, one in particular has been catching them, but he's making a long run going, you know, places that we used to do stupid when we were young like that.
Yeah.
But I'm just not seeing them like we normally do.
You notice the older you get, the less you like those long boat runs to go fish. Remember how we used to... I remember one day you started out that morning at the pass, and we were all back behind rollover waiting, and you ran all the way from the pass to rollover and pulled in and said hello, and, well, I'm going to go back to the pass. The tide ought to be about right when I get there. Remember that? I never forget that.
Oh, yeah, but I had a guy in the boat who was wanting me to show him spots, and that's what I was doing. I was doing my job. But
yeah.
We ended up catching them back at the pass when we got back down there.
Yeah,
but nothing like
that.
What y'all were into. Y'all were in some big fish.
Yeah, I had a 10-pounder that day.
Yeah, of course, if I'd have known that, I'd have been in there, but I didn't. I didn't. So it is what it is.
Yeah, Maurice was trying to take that day, and that was boy, that was a good day. A lot of fish caught.
Yeah. Yep. We had a lot of good fish back in them days.
But days gone by, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your Astros are really looking good.
Well,
the injury still keep
piling
up. I hope
they can keep it up. Yeah. Yep. We've got some good pitching. We keep losing some, but let them keep pecking away.
And that's what they're doing. They're hanging in there. They're fun to watch. I enjoy watching them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just a baseball fanatic anyway. Always have been. All right, Charlie P. Well, somebody wants to be a fishing fanatic and come down and fish with you in Matagorda. How'd they get a hold of you, my friend?
Call my cell phone. If I don't answer, let it go to voicemail, and I'll call you right back. 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Well, Charlie, have a good day. Catch them up.
We'll see what we can do, Mickey. You take
care.
All right,
later, man. Thanks.
All right.
All right. That's Captain Charlie P. in Matagorda. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.